Hong Kong has got an issue with running out of space.
Okay.
They're running out of space for people. So the apartments are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So now there's an apartment building going up. The rooms are the size of parking spaces.
You can't live like that. That's like solitary confinement.
Yeah, this is, you can get anything from a 75 square foot apartment to a 220 square foot apartment.
I mean, 220 is small anyway. My very first apartment was 325 square feet. And I was like, I'm choking in here. Thank God there's a window.
So but how do you live in 300 square feet?
I mean, I was young. I was working all the time. I was hardly there. I literally just went there to sleep and shower. I didn't even eat there. I know I had a kitchen, but I barely used it. But yeah,
did it
have
a bathroom?
Oh, yeah, no, it was a really nice bathroom.
Okay, so I had a bathroom and a shower because there are some apartments in New York that don't have showers or bathrooms.
Right. No, they all have something to wash yourself. They have bathrooms and showers. You can't have an apartment without a bathroom and a shower. That's not legal.
No, they have one for the whole floor.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the
there are
really
some
small apartments.
Yeah. They do have shared. Yeah, they do have a shared space. But no, this was just a tiny studio apartment. That and the kitchen was like, it was actually a kitchen with doors, and you opened it up in this tiny little kitchen, and the bathroom was tiny, and it had like a little closet and dressing area, which was tiny. But then, you know, there was like this big space that I put a screen up, and I put a couch on one side and the bed on the other. So I was like, well, the couch side's the living room and the bed side is the bedroom.
Now, when people came over, like guys you were dating, did they say, wow, this is small?
Yeah, all the time. But I had lots of windows and I kept it open. So at least it was nice and sunny. And it was like a southern facing view. But so I had like a TV in front of the couch. And it was so stupid because it was like, are we going to make it 3 feet over to the bed? Or are we just going to hang out on the couch? Like, where's this going?
Is it going over there or right here?
And all my friends were like, why do you have a bed and a couch? Just have a pullout couch.
Right.
And then you'll have more space. I was like, well, no, I have the screen, you see.
How could you even have room for a couch and a bed?
Well, it was like a small bed. It wasn't a huge bed.
Oh, okay.
You know. Yeah.
So you had like a twin bed in a
basically, yeah.
And
a twin bed, a screen, and it wasn't even a full couch. It was like a two-seater, like a, you know, love seat kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a house called Miho House. Allocated 120 square feet for each family. For a family. More than 300 people had to share 6 toilets.
No.
Yeah, and the prices are insane how much they're getting. The current asking price is $800,000 to $1 million. So $3,900 to $5,300 per square foot.
Wait a minute. So they're charging $1 million to live in 120 square feet. That doesn't feel, oh my God. That, you know what? There you go. That's the difference between a collectivist culture and a individualist culture. Like an American would never, that would never be okay here in America.
Yeah.
Only in Japan would they be like, oh, you know, that's the price.
Yeah. Well, these are marked as affordable homes. Affordable homes. You can live here. 300 people have to share 6 toilets.
But 120 square feet. I mean, my bedroom is bigger than that.
The studio is bigger than that.
Right, my studio was bigger than that. So where do you put more than one? I could see a couple. I mean, it's tiny, but at least it's a couple. Where do you put more than 2 people?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you do it in your apartment. You have a 1-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. I don't know how you do it with 2 people.
Like, we got doors that we close.
Is there a lot of time that he's in the bedroom, you're in the living room?
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how people can do that.
I mean, we are in the same room together a lot. Like, we can be laying in bed watching TV, or we're in the living room eating something, you know, or in the kitchen cooking something together. But, you know, once in a while, like, I go to bed early, so I'm in the bedroom, he's in the living room all the time.
Well, speaking of Hong Kong, there's an interview today with the guy from Squid Game, the main guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I forget his name, but the creator.
Yeah. So he, the main guy, and so they have to have an interpreter for the question. And the interviewer says, what is it like now to be able to go out and people know who you are?
Right.
Not knowing that this guy has been known in Korea for the past 20 years.
Yeah, he's famous in Korea.
Right. So he's kind of like, kind of hate to break it to you, but this wasn't my first movie I did. I've done a lot. Maybe it's different in the States that people know who I am now. But when I'm here, people kind of know who I am.
Yeah, no, in fact, he's more than just like, he's a really, really well-known actor. He's won many awards. I guess the Korean version of the Oscars, he's won several of those. If you go to his IMDb page, he literally has 15 wins and 18 nominations.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a major, major actor there. He's done 41 films and TV shows.
Yeah, I'm the only one that can do interviews and not know who you are. If you're going to have an interview on camera with somebody like that, do a little bit of research.
Right.
Before you do that.
That's the weird thing. Like, why would you just go ahead and start talking to somebody without researching them even a little bit? That's just bad interviewing skills.
Yeah, because this guy's like, I'm famous. I can't walk down the street now. I don't know. Squid Game was a step down for me.
Right. Jung Jae Lee is his name.
Right. So I let him dye my hair pink.
Right.
But other than that, I'm rich and very famous. So
right. Yeah. He absolutely is.